Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of the White Dove Method, Nate Zalesnik.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, David Neptune. I am Mark Legere, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have a client that I was working with this morning. I've worked with for a little bit now, and in the past, I saw pictures of her because it was relevant to the conversation. In school, she was the most beautiful woman in the whole school. Literally, the most beautiful woman just stood out. She didn't know she was beautiful. She was teased because she was beautiful. And it reminded me of another beautiful woman I knew who was tall and gorgeous, a model. And she walked a little bit like she had a hunchback because she was teased for being so tall. And she grew before the other kids grew. So she was teased for being developed and all of that. And I was looking into this conversation, as I started talking to our guests and our performance guests and digging into our show today, I'm thinking, it's so interesting, whether we're the smallest or the tallest or the prettiest or not the most attractive person, the skinniest or the fattest, or we're muscle bound or not muscle bound, it seems like so many people feel like outsiders. And it doesn't make sense in a way, but it's interesting that so much of what we're going to talk about today is about the inside. And it just dawned on me that maybe we're outsiders because we're not insiders, or we don't have a balance between the two. Like, we got to come in because there's a whole world inside that we're going to be talking about tonight. That doesn't exist to us unless we come in. And if we always stay out, I'm confusing myself because this is kind of new for me to, like, I know it's probably an old thing for thousands or millions of years, but the way it's coming to me today, it's like, oh, there's something here. So anyway, probably because the conversation that's inspiring this is coming right after I be quiet. So I'm going to be quiet.
I feel like we should just move right on now and take that opportunity.
Okay.
This is going to be a great show. I'm really, really excited for both of our guests. But Nate is, he's one of a kind. Not often do you get access to the kind of master level knowledge that he has been uniquely gifted to bring to the world. And yet what it does is it starts to tap into technology that we don't even realize that we have. There's so much in our magical humanness that we have access to, and yet we didn't have the tools to access. So I think it's going to be an inspiring conversation on many levels.
And so we've titled this episode 739, Accessing Your Unlimited Potential Now, with our interview guest, founder of White Dove Method, co-founder of MP USA Inc. and VibraVision, and certified body code practitioner, CBCP, Nate Zalesnik. Welcome, Nate, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you, Filippo. I'm honored to be here. And hello to the entire world who's listening.
See what you've inspired. So you have gone so deep inside that deep inside you've discovered things that aren't available to most. Well, they would be available to most people, but they don't go there and they don't even know it's there, or they don't even know to go there. But it just seems interesting to me that people who have been outsiders on the outside are the ones that are looking in. So you've been an outsider all your life for some very odd kind of things.
Well, yes, correct. Yeah, I'll let you expand. As far as, would you like me to list the different ways? I can. I don't have a punch list, but I can get a few of them.
No, so you felt like an outsider. You, so much so that you were bullied, so you knew you were an outsider, right?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, growing up, both of my parents being from Northern California and moving to Utah, Northern Utah, a small ski town called Huntsville in the early 1970s, simply for the skiing. They had never been to Utah before. They skied here once and went, after college, we're moving there. And they did. And so growing up in a place where there's a predominant religion in the state, and I was the only person not of that religion. So being the tallest, slenderest, most beautiful, smartest, I'm just kidding.
But, I'm like, wow, good.
No, I was the small. I was the youngest person in my grade, one of them, and I was small. I was weaker, and I was not part of the predominant religion. And there was a lot of persecution physically, mentally, and emotionally that came onto me from the ages of 5 to 15. And, you know, growing up, my mother had some different issues mentally, and she was quite abusive. So I had really, for a lot of my life, no safe place to go.
So you found safety, it sounds like, within, whether you were looking for it there or not, at probably a lot of lonely times and alone times, but also in at night, I'm assuming it's at night, you would astral project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where something with my higher self said, hey, we need to have a little bit of a respite from the onslaught of abuse, whether it was at school, whether it was home, whether it was a scout. So when I was about 12, when I would lay down in my bed at night, and especially laying on my back, I'm not quite sure it was specifically that, a lot of the time I would feel, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have had this, almost all people have had this, even if they've forgotten, but my body would feel like it was paralyzed, like I had a very heavy weighted blanket on me and I couldn't move. And then I would feel motion. I would feel motion upward. And next thing you know, I would be floating above my body, looking at my body going, what the hell is going on here? And sometimes I would snap back into my body, and other times I would actually float up through the ceiling and go different places, learn different things. And I mean, it was quite an adventure, to the point where I couldn't talk to anybody about that. There's nobody that I could ask about it. My parents possibly, because they were very open-minded people, but definitely nobody in the, you know, school community. I didn't have any friends to speak of that I could speak with them about anything spiritual. Just because people are religious, as we know, that does not necessarily make them spiritual. So for a long time, I felt like I had a secret, but I also felt like there was something maybe wrong with me for that regard, in that regard as well, because nobody else was talking about it. So when I was 16, I bought my very first item with my own money. And that was a book called Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe, the founder of the Monroe Institute in Virginia, which has trained numerous CIA and Army intelligence officers how to remote view and do astral projection in order to spy on the Soviets during the Cold War, among other things. So that's where it kind of led me into a path of accepting myself more, because there were other people out there that did this too. I was definitely not the first, but I had no idea about that growing up in such a small town. I had access to what was in our public library here, and the internet was far from being developed in any possible capacity. This was back in the days of the Commodore PET computers, for anybody that remembers those. So yes, it was a very interesting experience throughout my life, but I also understood later on in my life why I brought that experience to me.
Which experience is that?
The out-of-body experiences.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I know this story?
No.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay. Well, after many, literally thousands of hours of meditation, I had an epiphany. Why that happened? And it was, like I said, my higher self protecting me. Because I know that I came here with a mission. My mission is to help millions, millions and millions of people to elevate their consciousness, to be able to see that every situation in their life is not their poison, it's their medicine. There's a lesson in every single tragedy, every single joyous occasion, every single thing. That one of my favorite authors named Dan Millman, in his book Way of the Peaceful Warrior, he says, well, the sage character in that book, that there are no ordinary moments. There are no ordinary moments. So the understanding of why the out-of-body travel started happening, which was to get me out of these dangerous situations so that I didn't kill myself, because there were many, many times where I just felt I had nowhere to turn. I mean, if life is just going to be hell all the time from when I wake up to when I go to sleep, and the only time I ever get any kind of relief from this is when I can escape my body or go to sleep, I mean, there were a lot of times I did not want to live. And so, I mean, it's a dark thing to talk about, and I don't talk about that very often, so at least I'm only doing it now in front of millions of people. But, you know, this is something that a lot of people go through. The people, they especially, I'm just going to put this out there, men, we're really taught not to express our feelings, and if we do, then we're weak. But, you know, 78% of suicides are committed by men. 78 freaking percent. And a lot of the time it's because we don't feel like we can go anywhere, say anything, or have anybody support us. And growing up, I knew that I didn't. At least in my heart, I knew that I didn't. Because if it wasn't my mom, the person who gave me life, and it wasn't anybody at school, it wasn't any leaders, who then what? And so I really feel that my higher self, my larger, my soul, protected my physical life by giving me these out-of-body experiences. It was one of the most wonderful gifts I could have been given.
And that's why I'm finding another reason why I'm finding this whole conversation interesting in this new light, is that when we're outsiders on the outside and we don't have the inside, I'm confusing myself again. And a go-to that we know of is, we think suicide is a go-to. You found another go-to, and in a sense, in the go-to, and the deeper you went, you found things that in this world seem absolutely impossible.
Yes. Well, and to that point, I can just jump right to the White Dove Method when I first got to see and understand that we can perceive, well, basically, it boils down to this. We see with our mind, not with our eyes. So as we understand it with neuroscience now, consciousness, they still can't locate it. We obviously understand that we have consciousness, but they can't locate it in the body. But it can be perceived from outside the body with different machinery, but different sensors. And so we understand that our consciousness now is part of a larger morphogenic field, right? So why that's really relevant and why that's so important is that in 1998, after many years of martial arts training and also martial arts scholar studies, I came across an article in a Black Belt magazine that guaranteed me inner power in 2 weeks or I got my money back. So, of course, I wanted that right away on tap. And I ordered the course, and it came with this little chintzy manual with some hand-drawn, like literally stick figures in there that didn't have any value whatsoever. But it did have a VHS tape that it had a documentary about Indonesian martial arts. And I knew where Indonesia was because I had two shirts from there. I knew it. They were button-ups. They were awesome. But I didn't really know much about the country. Well, in this, I had no idea that there were martial arts there. And what I saw on that tape just blew me away. There were people doing all kinds of martial arts, but there was one group, and they wore a white tunic with a red neckline and black pants, and everybody wore a red belt. And they were doing feats of mind over matter, like breaking things. Now, the people out there that have seen, yeah, I've seen people break boards and bricks. These people were breaking like the leaf springs from a truck, like the shock absorbers. They were breaking stacks of steel and iron. Stone, just barely touching it. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. But what I saw afterwards, just, okay, I thought it had to be fake, but I had to watch it a few times. And what that was were people of all different ages that were blindfolded, and they were able to drive cars through traffic. They had military members that were shooting targets out of people's hands, while they were blindfolded. Mm. Not the people with the targets, the people with the gun. Mm. People who were blind, who were able to read written material, and they were able to duplicate things that somebody had written and drawn on a whiteboard out of an audience while they had news cameras on them. And of course, you know, I thought, well, magicians do this stuff. David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear, and people make trains and tigers disappear. This got to be a trick. But I watched it a couple more times because, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be a martial artist. I wanted to be a ninja and a Jedi. So like a ninja Jedi. And I never, you know, there were no martial arts instructors in this small town. So my brothers and I would practice on each other. And I tell you what, the first time you hit your brother with a ninja star, mom takes that thing away. just for all the kids out there, don't do that. But when I saw these people on this VHS, the next day I had what I call a synchro destiny. Now, a synchronicity, I mean, we've all had those. And if we're paying attention, those can lead to amazing things that then it just stacks upon each other of it's serendipity upon serendipity. But a synchrodestiny, I like to think of it as something that goes farther because it changes your life from that second right there. And that's what happened the day after I watched that tape. So I took a different route to work, and I was just so happened to be in front of the Utah schools for the deaf and blind, and there was a blind woman with her guide dog ready to cross the street in front of me. And when the sounds came on to tell her to cross the street, her dog led her face first into the pole, right in front of my bumper, probably 3 feet off my bumper. And it hit me like a true epiphany. When people say, I had an epiphany, I had a freaking epiphany. Mm. I wonder if those Indonesian people can help her. And so I decided that even though I had never met a blind person, there was no blindness like congenitally in my family. I knew nothing about blindness other than it would be difficult to navigate and to not be able to see. And I really appreciate sunsets and whatnot. But I was going to find those Indonesian people and ask if they could help her. And so I went on a mission. I went on a search for 2 weeks at the local library because back in the dial-up internet days, it would have taken forever to find them. So I did, though. And it turns out they had launched their very first website right about the same time that I had seen her and that accident. And so I reached out and I contacted them. And they actually had a foundation for blind people to help train blind people in this art of vibration, of intuition. Okay. They actually call it the science of vibration there. And so I reached out and I sponsored the very first demonstrations demonstration team to come over to the United States. And we went to the Indonesian embassy in Washington, D.C. to do a demonstration for the ambassador and also here at Weber State University and the Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind. But they had never trained a non-Indonesian person before. And I knew that it was not going to be that for me. Okay. I wanted to be a ninja and a Jedi, but it looked like I was just going to be a liaison to help them get a foothold here. Fine. Well, when they went and they were going to leave, it turns out that the chairman of this foundation had talked with the 11th generation royal family heirs. Now, why that's really pertinent is that this is the royal family of Java's secret and sacred system of breath work, martial arts, meditation, energy work, healing, and expanded awareness. And for 500 plus years, it was kept as a royal secret and only let out in the 1960s to help the Indonesian people during a time of what's called the Indonesian genocide. But they had never allowed a non-Indonesian person to learn it. Mm. But when they were leaving, the chairman said to me, Nate, I talked with Mas Budi and Mas Pong, that's the heirs, and they said that you can start training next week. And it just so happened, wow, there's another synchrodestiny that of three people in the whole country that could actually train me in this art, even though it's huge in Indonesia, there's thousands of schools, over 1 million people trained, every branch of the Indonesian military still uses it to this day. They had never allowed a non-Indonesian person to train it, and there were three people in the whole country that could actually teach me. And one of them just, quote, happened to live 30 miles away in Salt Lake City. So, I mean, I like to say, well, the odds might be one in a trillion, but the chances are 100% because it just happened.
Oh, and, nice. I like that. hold on to that. And Synchrodestiny, I like that a lot too, actually. So we're going to learn what, some of what Nate has learned. But Nate actually teaches this, as he just mentioned, in the White Dove Method. So you could go to whitedovemethod.com or .com/home. Actually, we have all the links at lifechangesshow.com. If you look up Nate Zalesnik on Life Changes Show, you'll find that. You'll find him on Facebook and Instagram, White Dove Method, or Nate Zalesnik. I'm going to spell that Zeleznik. We're going to get to talk more with Nate. He's going to share more when we come back. A little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then live music with Dave Neptune, our performance guest, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at LifeChangesShow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Founder of White Dove Method and so much more. We're talking about that and how does it apply to us and our daily life, or our potential daily life. So accessing your unlimited potential now with Nate Zalesnik. Nate, tell us, this is fascinating. You have us riveted, but breaking sticks and stones is not part of our daily life. Yes. Or should it be? I don't know.
No, I would think probably not. Now, it's important to understand also that the breaking of any hard material in a martial art, it was never because they had anything against the material. It's in order to order for us to be able to show our focus at that exact moment, right? But when we get into the Merpati Puti, that's the name of this martial art. Merpati Puti, literally translated from Indonesian, is white dove. So I teach the white dove system. Now, Merpati Puti, The reason why we do this is to be able to show that we are building our bioenergy, our biomagnetism, if you will, our chi, and being able to do these things where if you go on my website at whitedovemethod.com and different all over the internet, you're going to see places where we're able to take a stack of tiles and choose just which one we want to break and just break that one by having energetic control. Oh. But also there are thousands and thousands of people that have received amazing energetic healing with this, because when we have enough energy that we have can help them balance their body for places that are out of balance, and then create more of our own, we don't then have to, like Reiki or other arts, channel energy or borrow it from another place. We are the warehouse of the energy. We are the generator. And so how this really equates to, like, yes, you're right. Most people are not interested in martial arts. Most people are not interested in breaking bricks and stones and things like that. But when we come down to having more electricity in our body, having more energy on demand, having a stronger immune system, having more vitality, having your libido go through the roof. And I'll say that the White Dove Method and this breath work, it increases your nitric oxide in your body, and it has saved dozens of marriages and relationships just in the bedroom front. So for that thing alone, and that, I mean, people may chuckle about it, but that's a huge thing in a relationship. If that goes out the window, and imagine if you could bring that back, if there was any kind of thing on a male or female side.
I get it. Sex sells.
But it's also an important thing for us to have as human beings when we want to have a long, loving, very connected relationship, right? I think that anybody who's been married for a long time and that part went out the window understands, wow, why couldn't it be back like in the first couple years when we were newlyweds and still having that passion, that fire, that drive, that stamina, that ability to really bring that to the other person and bond with them? Well, the White Dove Method gives people that opportunity on a very deep and personal energetic level with that other person while still remaining sovereign within yourself, which some tantric practices, they actually don't, and some people kind of lose themselves in that. So that is a wonderful thing for people. But when it comes down to overall life improvement, it's kind of like Pepto-Bismol, and I know nobody likes to taste. But if you have an upset stomach, it's good for that. You have diarrhea, it's good for that. You have vomiting, it's good for that. Or like NyQuil. It's like your nighttime stuffy head fever. I don't remember the thing. But it's really a force multiplier for anything that you have, say, any other practice or any other breath work, any other energy work, meditation, whatever it is. This is something that takes things and just multiplies the benefits of it, because when you have more electricity, everything else is able to run more smoothly. And then come the psi abilities, the abilities to perceive outside of our body, to hear from a distance, to see with your eyes closed. These are all higher human abilities that we all have. And to that point, you know, most people, we all know the five basic senses, right? I call them the survival five. But the ancient Egyptians, they said that we have over 360 senses, or they said that we have exactly 360 senses. So what did they know that we don't know about how to tap into, turn in, and tune in and really turn these on to have a better, more fulfilled, and really, let's break it down for what it is. In our lifetime, some people may think that they're here to work for 40 years, get a pension, have kids, and then die, and that's the whole purpose, is just to reproduce. That's a very animistic viewpoint of the human experience. But when you look at it from the elevated consciousness perspective, we're here to learn, we're here to experience, we're here to send information back to source, we are here to live as long as possible, right? But isn't it also important to live as good as possible and have a great health span and have as much vitality and happiness? That's what the White Dove Method really helps people do for them in their own way, because there are many roads to Rome, yes. But we're all going to end up at Rome someday, somehow. It's, do you want a Ferrari or do you want one of the scooters you see around town? You're going to get there somehow. Is what you want.
So Nate, let me ask you this. You took to this because of your synchro destiny, for sure. You also seem like, because you had done so much inner work, that certain things came more naturally to you. You also had done many martial arts and mastered some of them on your way to this. So for someone to jump into this from, let's say, almost scratch? What's that process like?
You know, and that's an interesting thing. We owned one of the largest martial arts and meditation schools in Utah for over 20 years, my brother and I. Now, COVID put a kibosh on that. Within 6 months, a full half of all the martial arts schools in the country closed permanently. And unfortunately, ours was one of them that wasn't able to continue on with the martial arts portion. Instead, we started working on the expanded awareness and perception art and doing that in boutique events and seminars. And that's what I do now. That's really so I don't have people kick and punch. It's not about martial arts. I've really transitioned from the martial art to the energetic and the spiritual art aspect of the White Dove system. So the way that people get involved is to go to my website at whitedovemethod.com/masterclass. Now, if you go to whitedovemethod.com/masterclass, I have a free class for everybody. So anybody out there, you can just jump on, fill out your name and information. You'll get a free class right there. And then I have numerous online courses that people can also start doing that from this, you know, comfort of their own home, rather than having to travel to Utah, move here, train a couple times a week for hours at a time. You can actually go at your own pace. Some people go light speed. Other people want to take the years that it took us to learn this and bring this, and that's just fine. But it's the first time that these things have ever been available online is right now. Actually, 3 days ago is when we actually made our websites live. So Everybody out there can go and actually get a free class to start taking these online courses and start really amplifying their life. And then if they would like to actually learn from me directly, I also travel and I do events in different places. So people can just reach out to me and let me know they're interested. We can start working on how I can come and bring this to them.
And so within what kind of time frame could we start seeing effects in our lives?
Okay. So we don't have enough time for me to go through all the different case studies, but for instance, one friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, he's one of the best and most famous big wave surfers of all time. He also has the world record for being on a ventilator the longest time and living after having COVID. Wow. He was on a ventilator for 70 days and he was in a coma for 30 days. And he woke up Christmas Day, 2021. Now, when I met him in Costa Rica at an event that I was flown in to train at last November, he was able to walk up a few stairs before he had to catch his breath. So they were going to do a lung transplant on him, if you can imagine that, while he was in a coma, but his wife wouldn't let him. So he came out of his coma and he was paralyzed from the neck down. He had to learn how to walk and do everything, including breathe again. So here's this person that can hold their breath for over 3 minutes and they're absolutely debilitated. So When I met him and I taught him a simple single exercise that is part of our masterclass series, which people can get, it took 5 minutes and I walked over to him because he was getting teared up. And I asked him, Drew, what's going on? And he said, this is the best I've been able to breathe since before I went into the hospital. Wow. And the next day, and this is 5 minutes, the next day, he and his wife taught me how to surf. And he was able to paddle out for the first time since he got out of the hospital. He was paddled out and he caught his first waves. So I would say 5 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
To get some good results.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, So breathing, I take it, is a big part. I know we don't have very much time, but could you list some of the elements? Like, are we doing jumping jacks? But we're doing breathing, right?
Yes, correct. So, you know, breath work, it's so cool. Thank you, Wim Hof. And thank you for bringing this and the holotropic with Stanislav Grof for bringing breath work to the forefront. This is a very unique kind of breath work in the White Dove Method. So there are a lot of people who do breath work, and it's actually the fastest growing holistic health modality in the world right now. Breath work is. But here's the thing. Almost all the breath work that you'll ever find out there is the kind where you hyperventilate until you get high. And they actually, a lot of them say, I get high on my own supply. But the thing is that actually the body is thinking you're doing something fatal when you do that. Just for everybody out there, do your research. It can be good in some ways, bad in other ways. But the White Dove Method is focused on hypoxic breathing and a very specific form of this to help elevate the carbon dioxide in our blood so that we can use more oxygen. You need carbon dioxide in order to use oxygen. That's why you, you know, somebody's having an anxiety attack, you give them a paper bag, a plastic bag if they're your enemy, but a paper bag if you're your friend. And that way you're recycling and recirculating that carbon dioxide, and that calms your nervous system down and gets you from the sympathetic fight or flight system into the parasympathetic rest and digest system. This has been known for hundreds of years. So this white dove method is unlike any other breath method in the entire world. So we do very specific breathing methods with slow meditative breathing, very specific focus of consciousness, and also with intention, but then also a very unique type of hard style breath holding that electrifies. And I kid you not, it electrifies every one of our 50 trillion cells, except for maybe our hair, our teeth, and our nails, because those are dead. But everything else, you feel so freaking good after you do it, that it's kind of like at the end of The Matrix, the first one, which is a great documentary, by the way. When Neo dies and he gets back up and he comes back to life and he flexes and the walls bend outward around him, if you remember that scene, that's what you feel like every time you do the White Dove method. You feel like you are actually bending time space. And we've actually, to a degree, proven that on a quantum physics level. But that's a conversation for another time.
Well, I feel so freaking good after this conversation. And I wish we could bend time and space so that we could keep going. But we can keep going, actually. And I know I, for one, am going to want to learn more of the White Dove Method. And easy to go to whitedovemethod.com. And the link that Nate mentioned is on our website, and so are several others, including his socials for Facebook and Instagram for him personally and the White Dove Method. Nate Zelznick, Zelezniczk. Nate, thank you for bringing this conversation not only to the Life Changes Show, but to those of us who I feel like lots of us are going to be learning this, and we're all going to benefit from it.
That's the interesting thing, is as long as you have a body, this will work for you. If you don't, can't help you. But if you have a body, this universally works, because we all breathe. Our cells need the exact same processes to happen for us to live a long time. But the one comes down to it, the adage, know thyself, is so important. And that's one of the things we really focus on, is how do we dive deep and live a life of happiness. Thank you so much for having me.
I love that you've narrowed your market down to the 7.8 billion people on the planet.
Actually, I think we went over 8. I think we're over 8 as of last month. So, yep, nope.
Well, actually, I know some my animals avatar. Bodies. So, animal kingdom too, I guess.
That's true. Oh, I can't wait to teach a silverback gorilla to do this.
There it is.
Yeah, they're already strong enough. But thank you so much for having me.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much, and Nate Zelznick, and again, whitedovemethod.com. And the offer and the links that Nate mentioned are on the website. Wow, what a pleasure. More to come, I'm sure. In the meantime, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Anna from Los Angeles, and my question is important to me. I have been fasting on and off for years now, and my personal trainer is now telling me that it is not in my highest and best good. I believe it helps me, and am interested in knowing what you think about it.
Dear Anna, I have been doing intermittent fasting for years, and it works for me. However, each human being is different, and not everything works the same for each of us. I ask that you do the research on this subject, and that you also begin a journal listing the effects for you of fasting versus non-fasting. You may also wish to explore the reasons your personal trainer is against this and determine what is the best path for you. I've been blessed since I chose intermittent fasting, as I've not regained the 120 pounds I had accumulated before giving this method an opportunity to assist me in better health. There is so much information available to you if you're willing to do the extensive research and are then willing to see what works best for you. I trust you will let me know your results and wish you great success.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, David Neptune, with live music here on the Life Changes Show online edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
And we're back. Our performance guest is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, a musician, and an instrument producer. Welcome, David Neptune, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
David, it's great to have you here. Interestingly, you might have heard the monologue, and we were talking about outside and inside and outsiders and all of that and going within. And then our guest, Nate, was born in Utah because his parents moved there to go skiing. Now, your parents moved to Japan, and you were born in Japan. Why did your parents move to Japan?
Yeah, that's right. My dad was a California surfer, and he went to Japan in the 70s to study a traditional bamboo flute called the shakuhachi. And so this was his special university research project, and what was just a project turned into his life passion. And so him and my mom moved there permanently, and I was born in Japan, and was lucky enough to experience hearing him practice every day as sort of my musical upbringing.
Now, your dad's story is important to all of Japan and the music world in Japan, I understand, and also very important to you. You went and made a documentary about it.
I did, yeah. So I went to film school here in California and knew that I needed to make something that was my big artistic expression. And when I sat down and really thought about that, it was my dad's story, because I've always told his story growing up. You know, people ask me, why do you speak Japanese? You know, you don't look Japanese. I'm Caucasian. And so I knew that this was what I needed to do. And that turned into a 6-year project that really involved going deep into the history of what it was like when my dad was first in Japan, all of the amazing accolades that he received, including an award for best album from the Ministry of Culture in Japan, which a foreigner had never done before. So he was recognized quite a lot within Japan, but it was really his original compositions and playing jazz and classical and that sort of thing that got him a lot of his acclaim. And he's just a virtuosic improviser on the instrument, which was, improvisation is not really part of the tradition in this bamboo flute. It's really more about it's a tool for meditation. So it's all about taking that big breath and using that one breath to express everything you possibly can. And then there's another phrase. But instead, he went and he played and practiced Western music.
So we're going to get to you and instruments and your music here in just a second. But I think one more other interesting aspect of this story is that your father was doing too well in the first competition or something like that that he was in Japan.
Right. Yeah. One of the very first, I think, shakuhachi competitions that he entered when he was still a student, he got the highest marks in the first round from the judges. And it was kind of assumed that it was going to be almost like a shoo-in. And then in the final round, all the judges lowered his score. And it seems like there was sort of a intentional lowering, you know, because they didn't want someone who was not Japanese to win this highest award from one of the most traditional, you know, schools in Japan.
Wow. Wow. And yeah. And you said your father was generally a happy man. So did he take this well? Was he happy about that?
Well, you know, he, I asked him about it and he kind of skirted around the question. It's an interesting experience, talking to my dad, because I think because of all that breath work that he does, he's a very zenned out, chill guy.
Uh-huh.
And so the challenge in making the film was really finding a conflict. And, I realized I wasn't going to get that from him. And so it kind of turned out that, you know, part of being a passionate musician comes with sacrifices that you make, including, you know, time with your family or, you know, that sort of thing. So it was the relationship between him and my mom that I, as a filmmaker, you know, looking at this objectively outside of the son of my father, that I knew I had to pursue in the storytelling. So grudgingly, I convinced myself to go into that. And that's become a really important part of the story. I don't think it would be a great film without it. I mean, you know, personally, I think it's a watchable film. So,
well, this is a film that I'm looking forward to watch. And we have the trailer on the Life Changes show page for our guest, David Neptune. And so you'll see it there. The film is called Words Can't Go There. And so now you have taken an interest in a particular drum. But before we go there, you're actually going to sing for us first, right?
Yeah, well, actually, we can. I can sing first. That would totally be.
Was it going to be the other way around? Because we could talk about the drum first.
Yeah, let's talk about the drum then.
Okay, let's talk about the drum.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for rolling with it. In making this film about my dad, you know, I thought that it was really interesting that he's also an instrument maker. He makes the bamboo flutes and has a very close relationship with bamboo in general. And so I wanted to delve into that. And his most recent endeavor, although it started 20 years ago, really, is making this drum called the Takeda, T-A-K-E-D-A. And it's a 100% bamboo drum that is completely unique, but based on the African udu in terms of the acoustics. So it's kind of it's a very hollow drum that has two holes on top that you hit, and it sounds like this. So those are the two top holes on the drum, and then there's also two heads. So this is the drum that my father invented, and I'm now producing as a product. And all the listeners can check it out at takedadrum.com. And let me give you a little demonstration of what this
sounds
like.
Nice.
So I'll just play a couple minutes on this drum. And I'd also like to share one of my other percussive loves, which is the hand pan. So maybe I can just play a couple minutes each on these just so you get a taste.
Okay, well, here's David Neptune live online on the Life Changes Show playing his drum, the Takeda drum, and the hand pan.
So that was just a little demonstration of the Takeda, and here is a very short little piece on the handpan.
Thank you, David Neptune. Find David Neptune, his filmmaking site, from Neptune.com, and the drum, Takeda, at takedadrum.com. Takeda is T-A-K-E-D-A, drum. So, David, you mentioned how the Shakuhachi, is that correct?
Shakuhachi.
I'm sorry?
Shakuhachi. Yeah, you got it. Almost got it.
Shakuhachi. Okay. The shakuhachi bamboo flute was very meditative. The Takeda drum can be very meditative too.
Yeah, I would say, you know, with that deep bass tone, you definitely can kind of go into a trance playing it. And a fun thing about it is that it's not so complicated. If you see the pictures of it, you'll see that, you know, it's just one hard thing, and you can play it even if you don't really have, you know, percussion experience, and get a pretty good sound out of it. So it's not like the handpan, for instance, that's really tricky to get a technique to get a good sound out of it.
Actually, we have a picture of it on the webpage, and it's beautiful. Very nicely done. Good on you. Well,
thank you.
So thank you. I know you have some exciting things coming up. You got some films and TV series coming up. You're doing a lot of different things, and you also sing. So you're going to share a song with us, I take it.
Yes. Yeah. This is a song called Home Again. It's kind of about the meeting of the river with the ocean, and about surrender. And another sort of soft song to take you out.
All right. Well, great. Here's David Neptune with his original song, Home Again, live online on the Life Changes Show.
What if we thought of life not as a path, but a river? Follow a trail blazed by another. All we need is surrender to reach home. The river trusts where it's going, rooted deep in knowing, dancing around every rock, speaking love to every nook.
David, we know we're home. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And what a great way to end our show with that message, with a big thank you to David Neptune. Find his filmmaking site at From Neptune and the drum site at takadadrum.com. You'll find the links and his social links on our webpage. David, thank you once again.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Pleasure having you on. So with that, and another big thank you to Nate Zelaznik, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as our life changes, like it surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.